Well, one of Australia's most treasured institutions is about to undergo a major facelift. But the $500 million price tag for the renovation, the Australian War Memorial, isn't without controversy. Opponents arguing it's unnecessary, wasteful, and risk-glorifying war. The War Memorial's chairman is Kerry Stokes. He says it's in the national interest that the buildings undergo the works, which include demolishing the existing Anzac Hall and rebuilding it double the size. Kerry Stokes, of course, is one of Australia's leading business figures with significant investments in China-facing enterprises. Kerry Stokes, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning. Thank you, Fran.
The War Memorial in Canberra is precious to many, many Australians. But why does it need a $500 million renovation, particularly now when we're smack bang in the middle of an economic and health pandemic?
First of all, it's over a nine-year period this development will take place. So it's about $50 million a year. The economic side, it's important for the revitalisation of Canberra that there be some institutional expenditure to actually help the Canberra economy to recover as well. And this will form part of that package. So on the economic side, there's a very good argument for buildings in Canberra going forward. And it has been a project that's been in the pipeline for over 3 years. So it's closer to being ready than any other major activity.
The revitalisation of Canberra wasn't the driver of it. I suppose what you're saying is at this time, though, it's a handy expansion of economic activity. What do you want to change about the building as it currently stands?
We actually changed nothing about the existing building. Nothing about the building changes at all. We go underground at the front, and at the back, as you rightly point out, we rebuild Aircraft Hall, and that will be a bigger space, but also a lower profile. So the original building is actually seen in a better situation than it is currently. Since the World Wars, we've had over 200,000 Australian servicemen serve our country in over 60 peacekeeping missions around the world. Mm-hmm. And you go to Afghanistan, over 30,000 Australian service people have served in Afghanistan. And there is a lot more to what we do than carrying rifles. It's not about glorifying war. In Afghanistan, we've been responsible, while we've held terrorists at bay, the education of children. Over 2 million women and children have education because of our troops in Afghanistan.
No doubt about that, but is this necessarily an expansion of this, of the main hall, the way to honour that? I mean, it's Kelly Merritt, she's a war widow, her husband was killed in Iraq in 2005, who's leading some of the criticism. She says the new plans risk glorifying war. Bigger does not mean better and more expensive does not buy broad commemoration, she says.
I couldn't agree with her more. She actually hasn't looked at the plans. The first statement she said when she addressed the committee was she hadn't had time to actually look at the plans. So she's relying on what other people had told her. We have a coming to the War Memorial, I think this week, so she can see for herself that her fears are unfounded.
All right, but talk about unfounded. We've got Brendan Nelson, the former director of the War Memorial, who has been, you know, one of the drivers of the expansion. He's argued in the past that the expanded buildings would provide, quote, a therapeutic milieu for veterans returning from Afghanistan and Iraq. And yet Steve Gower, another former director, says there's scant evidence that new galleries or weapons displays would help veterans suffering from PTSD.
First of all, I think Brendan Nelson's far better qualified to talk in terms of what would affect the troops than Steve is. Steve was a major general, but he had no medical background. We've had medical practitioners who do tell us that there is a value in this, and you see it for yourself if you're at the War Memorial with veterans. You see that it has a therapeutic effect for them. The therapeutic effect is also in them being recognised for their service. They've done something for their country, and their country says thank you. That's very important.
Is the bottom line, Kerry Stokes, that it's too late for this argument now anyway? Is the War Memorial committed? Has there been change made that can't be unchanged?
The project was approved 2.5 years ago by the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition in a joint statement. We're in the phase now, the second phase of public consultation. Of course, we're open to all submissions. We've had 40 presentations around the country. There have been some modifications. We've also got wonderful architects who have designed this from both Melbourne and Sydney. And I'm excited. I think they've captured the spirit of the building. I think they've captured the spirit of the nation. And I think when people see what is planned, they will recognise that this is an important milestone for recognition of our service people going forward.
It's 5 minutes to eight on breakfast. Our guest is Kerry Stokes, Chair of the Australian War Memorial and also Chair of the Seven Group. Can I ask you, as Chair of the Seven Group, Kerry Stokes, which has had significant business interests in China, your family-owned private equity business still does, I believe, are you concerned about the deteriorating relationship between Australia and China?
Oh, of course I am. I'm extremely concerned. But I'm concerned about the deteriorating relationship between China and America, as well as Australia. I mean, we watched just this weekend on the news, Fran, I see more riots with secret police in America. America is the only place where my journalists have been beaten up. They haven't been beaten up in China. So this uprising or this current distrust between nations is far greater than just Australia and China, and I'm very concerned about that.
Are you critical of China, though, for what the way it's punishing Australia with tariffs on our barley, on our beef, warnings against travel to Australia, warning international students, Chinese students, it's not safe in Australia?
Of course, but that's part of our us being let down by our own diplomacy. I mean, you've got to look at what we've also done to China. It isn't a one-way street. We were the first to put tariffs on their steel, when our own Productivity Commission said it was trade.
Yeah, but we're not in breach of WTO rules as charged, according to our own government.
That's our government. That's a bit like saying, according to me, I'm not guilty of any crime regardless of what the judge says. We haven't been to the court yet, so
okay.
That's a bit hard to say. The facts are we applied tariffs to their steel, and our own Productivity Commission said it was in breach of trade protection. So there is more than one way. We have done things to them. I'm not happy with what they've done, of course. I feel sick to see what's going on. But I think we could have handled it better, and I think there's, in all these things, you look to diplomacy to find a way through rather than shouting. And when we shout like the other side, I think we've all lost the plot.
You warned, though, that when Australia pursued that investigation into the Chinese handling of COVID-19, that Beijing would retaliate. But the rest of the world then came on board to support an inquiry. Do you concede Australia made the right move at that time?
I can say the move was right, but we didn't have to shout it to the world. You can do things quietly. You don't have to be the world's trumpet of criticism, and that was my concern. There are other countries who could have led that charge just as much as we did. There was always going to be an inquiry into COVID, and for us to lead it, they took umbrage at that. They're entitled to do that. We were just as loud as they were, so I can understand how they were upset.
Can I just ask you finally, back at Seven, your staff at Seven West Media are on a JobKeeper. Do you want that payment extended beyond the current September cutoff? And News.com reporting today it might be reduced to $1,000 a fortnight. What's your reaction?
Oh, I think, first of all, none of us ever anticipated it would run as long as it now looks like it's going to. I think it's very important that there is some form of JobKeeper continuing. This is not going to be a V-shaped recovery. I think everybody's accepted that. This is going to be at the best a U-shape. How long we're in the bottom, I don't know. But the economy is going to need continuous stimulus while we are there to pull us out of this recession.
And the media business, which is what you know, it's plenty disrupted by this pandemic. Can Seven West survive this pandemic? And what does the future hold for commercial TV broadcasters?
It's going to be tougher going forward, but it isn't just the pandemic. I mean, we compete against the American internet platforms far more serious for us than anything else between China and Australia. You put Google, Facebook, Apple, all these giants and their control of our data in America is far more serious to me than anything China does.
Kerry Stokes, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Fran.
Kerry Stokes is Chair of the Australian War Memorial and Chair of Seven Group.